very strong words in our gospel today. Unless you hate your father, mother, wife, children, siblings, even your own life, you cannot be Christ's disciple. We have to unpack this language and put it in the context of the gospel to see what Christ is truly teaching us in this moment. First, this language from Jesus seems way too strong. We're not hearing that peace and love hippie Jesus that most people misunderstand him as. This is just like 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, Jesus, when he came, he said, "I came not to bring peace, but division." But with that message, we learned and we unpacked it that Christ is bringing real truth, and it's that's going to divide people. It's because over the truth, people are going to decide, will I follow what is true, or will I follow what I wish was true? That causes division. Today has a very similar feel. He says, unless you hate, and has a list, you cannot be my disciple. Again, it seems harsh when elsewhere in the gospel, he keeps talking about love and peace and connection and laying your life down for your brothers and sisters. He uses that word hate that was translated into English as hate or detest, but I think more properly from the Greek, it most looks like denounce. This word in Greek recorded what Jesus stated 2,000 years ago. It lets us know that it's not a feeling of hate we should have for our parents, spouses, siblings. Instead, you need to be willing to denounce certain actions. Essentially, people close to you are going to choose a way of life that might be opposed to how we were designed. Jesus just let us know that our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls, they're designed a certain way by God, but people are going to choose against that. And when they choose against it, they're going to ask you for your approval. They do this either by challenging you to say that whatever they're doing is fine, or asking you to never challenge them to say what they're doing is wrong. This is a very sensitive subject because it's essentially in everyone's family, myself included. We all have those close to us who have left the church or renounced God in some way for various reasons. There are cases where they feel very justified, and you can kind of see almost why. Maybe there were deplorable actions by a church member in their past. Or maybe they feel that some of the teachings are too harsh, or that this one happens most often, people just kind of slide away and then over time just kind of stop believing. These people who have left want you to approve of their actions, want you to say, good for you, great choice. However, Jesus is specifically warning against this. To approve of them is like saying, well, I don't really believe that Jesus has good answers. So this is what is meant by hating when Christ is talking about that word. You need to love your father, mother, siblings, spouses so much. You need to love them so deeply that you actually hate the actions that hurt them. So you have to speak the truth to their lives. Speak to each reason why they left or why they're harming themselves. You have to say, look, Jesus is real. He himself founded the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago. And your actions, I can't approve of them because I love you so much and these are hurting you. So here's going to be some advice on kind of having this conversation. When you love the person but hate the actions that hurt them. So the first thing to do is this. Start to deepen your love for your family member. Sort that out first. A lot of times we have to separate feelings of the actions they do with the actual person because they kind of entangle themselves. So you have this kind of hate or discomfort with everything they do. So the first thing is to separate those two, the action and the person, and love that person even deeper than before. We know why you have to do this. Because anytime anyone approaches someone without loving them to correct them, it's deadly. It's not helpful. We all know this because have you felt this before? I know I have. Just someone who doesn't really care about me approaches me in order to just talk at me to tell me that I'm wrong. It never works. It's essentially what modern day news is today, but it's just exhausting in the end. So the first thing you have to do is to love, to kind of separate those feelings of action and person and love that person even deeper. So the second advice is this: listen and see where they are genuinely at in their life. Christ repeatedly in the gospel just stepped into people's lives exactly where they were because he wanted to respond to their exact wounds and their exact pain. You and I have to do the same. We have to learn who is the person in front of me and what is hurting them, and then respond to that exact wound. Lastly, you offer the Christian way of life best you can in order to kind of articulate, this is why you're hurting, and here could be the solution. Here's the remedy. You don't nag them over and over and over, but you present the way of life that Jesus said, like, this is actually going to be the true remedy that you are seeking for. This will lead you to actual peace in the midst of this world. So these steps, they're going to challenge you and myself. If talking with someone gives you any doubt, like if they are so confident about why they left the church and it kind of causes you to stop and say, ooh, do I believe that? Great. Challenging your own faith is just going to make it stronger if you respond in the right way. This is exactly what I hope for during our RCI sessions here on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. This year, I'm just kind of trying to open it up to any person in the parish, not just those discerning Catholicism. Here at the parish hall, Wednesdays at 6, it's just open. We'll have a different topic each Wednesday. So keep your eyes open for maybe a topic that you specifically might either struggle with or a loved one might need you to give some answers to. The best part is, and this is the best part because I think it's the best part, you'll be able to ask questions anonymously, or you can raise your hand and do it publicly too. I reverted or came back to the faith after getting my deepest questions answered. So I want to create a space where this can happen for everyone too. So keep your eye open. This week, I'm leading it this week. And the first topic for Wednesday is the gospel message. What is it in a nutshell? So if you think that is interesting to you, come and see. Overall, we're giving you a space to solidify your faith where you can correct others, but you correct them out of a source of love. So in summary today, Jesus is asking us to be strong disciples by using very strong language. We love our fathers, mothers, siblings, spouses, but sometimes we just have to hate or denounce the things they do because it's hurting them in the long run. It's painful, but supporting every last one of their decisions or impulses, it's not going to give them the happiness they're looking for. They deserve true peace, but the world can't give it. Only God can. So let's begin today. As we continue this Mass, ask the Lord for that grace. Lord, can you help me love those that are close to me? Love them so deeply that I actually hate the evils that keep them from true happiness.